Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Been bringing you this podcast since 2009, and if you haven't subscribed yet on iTunes, now is the time to do it. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to empower you every day, Monday through Friday, with an empowering message, something that will bring more success, happiness, and joy to your life, more magic to your life. We, of course, focus on the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is magical, but it's also a law. I mean, it's like the law of gravity. The law of gravity is kind of magical, but it's a law. I mean, it works the same all the time. And so does the law of attraction. There are certain rudimentary things that you need to do in order to excite the law of attraction and make it work for you. So I had this program planned out for you today, and I was all excited about it. And then I got on the computer this morning, and one of my clients started texting me, and I go, wow, this is like made to order, because this is an example. And I don't mean to embarrass her, because I am trying to help her, and I will help her. I'm not trying. I will help her. But, you know, you just can't work with me for 30 minutes to an hour a week and then slip right back into old habits. And you can't say, I'm going to try out new habits. You've got to make a dogged commitment to change. If things are not going well in your life, you have to be determined to change from the inside out. And it's not a part-time change. It's not a change in hopes that things will get better. It's a change because it's what needs to be done to shift your vibratory energy so that you begin attracting what it is you desire, so that your intentions take flight and take life and take energy. If you get up in the morning and you're dragging your ass around and you're kind of moping and you don't have any juice, that carries on through the rest of the day. Don't come around 2 o'clock in the afternoon beating on your chest about how great things are if you've been dragging all day long up till then. The energy that you put out is what you receive back. If you're not happy with things in your life, then you have to have clear intentions about what you want to change and how you're going to change it and how you're going to make it better. And then you become undaunted. Will you please write down that word? Undaunted. Look it up in the dictionary. I had a friend tell me that many years ago. He said, Robert, he said, I think the secret to the great successful manifestors throughout history is at some level they were undaunted. And I began to study different manifestors from way back, you know, to the 12th century all the way to present time. And they all had this undauntedness within them. They just refused to be beaten down by other people, by life, by their negative thoughts, or anything else. So anyway, so here it is. So I'm on my computer this morning checking my email because I've been on vacation for a week. It doesn't seem like a vacation because most of you who are clients were still texting me and writing me. But I'm always happy to keep in touch with people because my job is to empower your life in any way that I possibly can. And here's what I got. She says, I want to vent. I said, okay, what do you want to vent about? How can I help you? Really bad day. Difficult week. Difficult month. And I wrote back, affirmation, affirmation, affirmation. Really bad day is an affirmation. Difficult week is an affirmation. It guarantees you more of them. Remember, folks, likes attract likes with the law of attraction. What you believe, what you feel, what you emotionalize, what you express is what you will attract. So she writes, really bad day. That's an affirmation. Difficult week. That's an affirmation. Difficult month. That's an affirmation. And I'm not saying that we don't have difficult days. We have days that really challenge us. Everything seems to go wrong. Everything seems to be going in the opposite direction. But those are the days that we really dig down to our core beliefs that we have chosen to have. Not the beliefs that we were born with or given to us by our parents or our friends or relatives, but the ones that we have chosen to have as we have embarked on this path to redesign who we are and where we're going. Then she writes, overwhelmed. Look, everybody that's in business, damn it, is overwhelmed. We don't think in terms of overwhelmed. You know, the most successful people in the world do not use a to-do list. Did you know that? They did a survey and they found that the most successful people in the world do not use a to-do list. They focus on one thing. Look at how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so they focus on one thing. What is the one thing that you are focusing on right this moment in your life? You can't be overwhelmed if you block out everything else and focus on one thing. It takes some training. It takes some practice. When I'm at the park walking my dog, I don't want to be thinking about all the other junk that needs to be done. I want to be walking my dog, focusing on one thing. You can't be overwhelmed when you're focusing on one thing. And then she writes stress. Well, stress can be good. Stress can be bad. I mean, what do you mean by stress? You know? So I wrote her back, how about I am going through some challenges, but certain that I will overcome them and be better and stronger and more successful for doing it. See, there's where you're saying, okay, this BS stuff that is going on in my life is actually improving me. It's actually building my business. It's up to you. She goes, I did. Did you hear the word there? I did. In other words, past tense. And then she catches herself and she writes, I do. I do every day. Every day it's harder. Why not say every day it's easier? You know, there was a guy living on the streets in Wisconsin when I lived there for a while. And he came into my shop and he was convinced that there were demons after him and everything else, and that he was going to be thrown in jail because he had broken the law and he was out on parole. Not parole, but probate, and I what you call it when you're waiting for your trial. And he was just shaking. And I grabbed him by the hands and I looked at him straight in the eyeballs and I said, the only thing you will ever say is good things continue to come my way. Good things continue to come my way. I don't care how bad things look. I don't care if the prosecutor is telling you you're going to do 3 years in jail. Good things are coming my way. And then visualize those good things. What are those good things about? What do they feel like? Emotionalize them. Well, I didn't see him for about a year. And one day he was walking down the street and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" And he looked at me with a big smile from ear to ear. He said, "Good things have come my way." And then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a wad of cash. Now, this guy was homeless when I met him. Pulled out a wad of cash that would choke a horse. And he said, "Good things are coming my way." And I said, "Wow." He says, "I have a home. I have a car, a truck. I make money. I have a girlfriend now that I'm dating." Live them. I breathe them. I absorb them. I eat them every single day of my life. Good things come my way.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, then my client writes back, "I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm sleepy, I'm so tired of so many things. I feel bombarded with everything and I don't find the light today. I really want to see it. I really want to hear the word want. Do you hear the word want? I don't hear the word create. I don't hear the word build. I don't hear the word attract. I hear the word want. Please go buy a dictionary today and every place you can find the word want, cross it out. Because want means it's something that is out of your league. It's something you don't have. I want for something. I don't have it. I want for this. I don't have it. You've got to eliminate the word, but you've also got to eliminate the thought and the feeling and the belief that goes with it. I understand that some of you are going through some incredible challenges with your business, with your career, with money issues, with your relationships. Help is on the way. You can get the help you deserve. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. But I'm going to tell you, all the coaching in the world, all the mentoring in the world, even miracle magic, will not change the context of your life unless you are ready to change within, to make a wholesale change within. And I can't emphasize this enough because I love you and I mean that. I really care about each and every one of you. If you have any means whatsoever, if you have any desire to change your life from the inside out, I invite you to Healing Beyond Belief in Taos, New Mexico. Rachel and I will be putting on a 2-day intensive workshop on energy healing. But it's not just healing your body. It's healing your mind. It's healing your finances. It's healing every part of your life. And you will learn the skills on how to apply it to yourself, but you'll also learn how to apply it to other people as well. Friends, relatives, relationships, near and far apart. Now, if you can come a day or two early, we're going to arrive a day early. You know, come on a day early and spend time with us. Let's go out to lunch. Let's talk. Let's work together. Let's do some work in the evening. Let's do some special clearing work. We have people flying in from all over the country. It's the Healing Beyond Belief Intensive Workshop, and it's a certification workshop. So for those of you who are massage therapists, who are life coaches, this is something that you can add to your toolbox to help improve other people's lives. But if you only come for yourself to change your inner dynamic once and for all, and do it now, because the good people in New Mexico at Optimism who are putting on this special event with Rachel and I, you know, they're offering you a discount between now and the first of the month, so you don't have much time. I want you to go to Law of Attraction Solutions, our website, and go to the event calendar. And if you want to read more, you can go look under ruachhealing.com. Ruach, R-U-A-C-H, healing.com. And you can read about it, but I also want you to read the event calendar and just do it. Just sign up. Just take action right now. Make it happen. And let's work together. We're going to have an incredible weekend together in the most mystical part of the country, Taos, New Mexico. You're going to love it. I promise. Hey, we are out of time. And if I sound fired up, I am fired up because I love you. I want to see each and every one of you explode like a rose before the sun and just put out that beautiful scent of life, that beautiful nectar of life, and enjoy love, happiness, peace, tranquility, prosperity, abundance, goodness, health, vitality. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to pay it forward. Do something good for someone today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.